Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga, Daf Ches Amud Beis. Bring it up at the top of the Bay, about a Mishnah. Zok Te Elega Mishnah, Mishesh Lo Ochle Merubin Menuchas Ma'atim. Someone has a lot of people that are eating in their home, but they have very few, little bit of money. So what should they do? Maybe Shlomim Rum, a lot of Shlomim, Olos Ma'atim, only a few Olos, because you can't afford it, and people are able to eat. Rashi says, B'nei Bayis Rabim, a lot of kids. A lot of people that are going to be eating. Maybe shlomo room shalmei chagiga rabim lefia ochlan, according to how much is needed to eat. For olus for iya mo'atas, less olus for iya. Now, what happens if you flip it over here? Nechasa merubim, you got a lot of cash money. Ochlan mo'atam, and only a few kids. And what do you do? Maybe olus merubos, bring a lot of olus. And shlomo mo'atam, and a few shlomo, as she says, dechsev ish kimat nas yado, according to what a person is able to do. Zev is zev mo'atas, a person has very few kids and very few, little bit of money. Al zen emar, and that it says ma' kesef ishtay kesef. Like that we talked about, one Ma and two is talking about the minimum that one's done for the Re'ia, is Ma, according to Beis Hillel, and Shtei Ma for the Shalmei Chagiga. Zev is Zem Reuben. This guy's loaded and he's got a lot of kids. I'll say, Amar Ish Kaman is Yelda Kibirchas Hashem Alekecha Shanas Anach. And that is a man according to the blessing that the Lord Almighty has bestowed upon him that he's given to you. So go ahead, buy a lot of olos, a lot of shlamim, do what you got to do. Says the Halega Gemara Shlamim Merubim. Someone who has, let's say, a lot of kids, a lot of family, but he has very little money, bring a lot of shlamim. Only one question. Meichem Icy, where's he going to get it from? Halesli, we just said this guy doesn't have money. So yeah, you all of a sudden he's like, oh, you don't have a lot of money? Get a lot of shlamim. But how's he going to afford it? Amrav Chista, no problem. Like we spoke on the previous daf, tofel umevi par gadol. Do the shtickle or tofel shtickle. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that's most chulin of meiser yachad. Take you have a little bit of you have meiser sheni. You have to be bringing two shlamim anyway. Use that money in order to use to buy this with a little bit of most chulin mixed in over there. And therefore, tofel is when you mix it up and you begin to get a par gadol, get a big cow. And then you begin to go. Rav Sheis says, hold on a second. Hurry, Amru Toflin Behema Le Behema. But we know that it's not so poshut over there. That's a machlokas, isn't it? Right? And you say it is said that Toflin Behema Le Behema. You should be here. He said Toflin Mos with Mos. Where the Rashi says Toflin Mos Chula Maaser Yachad. Here it's saying you should do behema le behema, and that is that one animal should be bought entirely with the chulin money, and the other one should be, you can mix in with meiser sheni. Says Gemara, okay, no, my ka'amrele, what was Rav Sheshis saying when Rav Sheshis said, asked this question to Rav Chista, he's saying, ilema hachi ka'amrele, maybe hare amru tofen behema le behema, aval lo ma'os, limos. Maybe what he was saying to was the following idea. They said that we're allowed to do behemoth with behemoth, like we said, each individual one. That was like Rashi says, Kichiskiya. That was Chiskiya's approach. Avalomos limos, but not money with money. Remember, there's a machlokes Chiskiya and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says most limos, and Rav Chiskiya said that it's behema with behema. So now we're saying, oh, maybe that's what he was saying to him. Can't be that's what he's saying, because if that's what he's saying, v'lemalei, just let him say, ain't toflin mos. Just say, we don't do that. And if that's who wants to ask her such a thing, just say it straight up. Don't hint to it. Says Rashi, kevin de lemesar tfelus mos also the shamin and lechiskia behedia, the ain't toflin. Just say it straight up. We know that Chizkiya says you're not allowed to do toflin, mos, you're not allowed to do animals. So the fact that the Lashon he uses, Amr Shish, Hari Amru Toflin Behema Lebehema, clearly wasn't going stark with that Shita. Elachi Amalei, this is really what he's saying. Hari Amru Af Toflin Behema Lebehema. They said we could also do a Behema with another behema. Why are you coming along and saying only go ahead and do mos b'mos? Rashi says the la'af tofen kamerle. The shamin of the Rav Chista the kamer b'tofel umevi par gadol. When he says, oh yeah, tofen bring a big par, that sounds like he's saying dafka mos b'mos. Ava behema le behema lo. Amalei is saying back, but iu amalei iu hare amru af tofen behema le behema. Right, he says that you could even do tefillah behem to another behem. Get one of them from Meiser Sheni, from Chulin. Yes, from Meiser Sheni. Come on, who's that going? Like the Loki Chizkiya Uda Lo Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying, it sounds like Rav Shish saying you're allowed to do both of them, but this is not going like either one of them. It's not going like Chizkiah, it's not going like Rav Yochanan, who seems to be saying you could only do one or the other. What's going on here? V'chitema amurayhu depligi. If you want to say that it's only Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan who are arguing, right? That this is just the amurayim. I says Chizkiah Rav Yochanan habu. Who the pligi they're the ones arguing about it. Masniyasa lo pligi, but maybe the Brises actually aren't arguing. Rashi says, Masniyasa da isinan leel, tiny cover say damar udamar. We have a Brisa which for each one of them, lo pligi bemos, elabibahema, da hach the katani imratsala arif, who the kama mos dafka, aval idach masnisa svile bein baos bein behema. Rashi says, kabraisa basraisa, svile, he goes like the second Brisa over there, that yeah, you can go by either one. Vaha katani, what do you mean? But right, because Masniyasa lo pligi. Come on, v'chita meroyu the pligi. It says lo pligi v'hakatani, but it says achila rishona min achulin. The first of the Shabbat Chagiga has to come from chulin, which means that there's even a machlokas when it comes to the braises. Says Rashi v'kasal kadaitach the suda habo rishona al shulchan boy chulin mechulin. It's got to all come from chulin, that first meal that's going on. So you can't go like the Gemara saying that the braisa. That Aser is combining. We started by saying maybe it's going to be okay. He says no. We said we can't do it. The Bryce says Aser is combining the money, in which a mixture of kadosh and unkadosh stuff is used to buy the first thing over here. So what do we do? It says going no. My achilu bishona. What does that mean? Achilu bishona. She or the achilu bishona min chulin. It means that the amount of the value of the first thing is to come from chulin. Comes out from this, what it's saying is that the first chagiga of the chag can actually come from the mixture of chulin and ma'aser sheni. It can come from both, right? You have mos, where you're doing this starfus thing, where you're being mitstarf, the different types of mos coming together, tofling the mos together. As long as the part of the chulin, where the money came from chulin, is enough to be able to cover the amount that's necessary to be eaten, right? You have to have at least two ma'ah of the money, which is the minimum value of the chagiga, that has to come from chulin. And the rest of it can come from ma'aser sheni. So if you have a cattle that only costs 2 ma'ah, it can cost 20 ma'ah, whatever it is. But at least two of it has to come from the unconsecrated part of it, right? The chulin. So the Gemara, the Gemara's point is that the Braisa actually brings on is two things. When it says that the first eating, right, achila rishona, has to come from chulin, and then from then on, whatever's after it can come from ma'aser sheni. It can mean the entire first animal has to be bought with chulin money, and any other animals that come from it can be ma'aser sheni. Or it can mean that the part of the first animal that's going to be eaten has to come from chulin stuff, and the rest of that very animal can come from ma'aser sheni. Since the Bryce's words carry both ways, it doesn't clarify which one is meant. It must be that both of them are going to be okay. And this is what Rav Sheshis is saying over here. So what comes out is that Rav Yochanan, Rav Chista, and the first Braisa allow you to do only have Toflin Mos when you mix the money together. Chizki and the second Braisa allow only the animals, Toflin Behema. And Rav Sheshis and the second Braisa allow both. Beautiful. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that, let's say, a person has a little bit of money, but a lot of kids, so you should get a bunch of chagigas, you end up with a bunch of shlamim, then we want to know whether these bunch of shlamim over here can be brought over more than one day. Amar Ula Amar Reish Lakish. Hifrish Esther Behemis Chagiga. So let's say a person separated, he's designated 10 animals to be for Shalme Chagiga. Hikrav Chamish Biyom Tov Rishon, and he brought 5 of them on the first Yantif. Chozu Makrav Chamish Biyom Tov Sheni. He can go back and bring the other 5 on the second day of the Chag. By second day, we mean any day other than that first day, the days that come after those first days over there. Now Rashi comes and he explains, Chozer Makrav Chamez B'yom Tov Sheni, V'loam Rinen Over Hu B'bal Tosif. You're over in Isser B'bal Tosif. V'rachmana Amar, V'chagosam Oso, Chad Yoma, only one day, V'sulo, and not more. T'hach Nami D'chad Yoma Hu, V'shnei Tashlumen HaRishon. Hasheni Tashlumin L'Rishon, because those are also considered one day. And the second one is a Tashlumin, you know, it's just a fixing up for the first one. Rav Yochanan Amar Kevin Shapasak Shuvinu Akiv. No, once he stopped bringing the Karbanos, he's not allowed to bring any more. Unbelievable. Anything that's left after the first day can't be brought on the second day, which means they're not allowed to be brought as Shamech Chagiga. You can bring them as a Shlamim, right? But it can't be as a Shamech Chagiga. Amar Rav Av of Lo Pligach and arguing. Kan Bestam, Kan Mefurish. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan's din, says you're not able to do it anymore, is talking about when you did it Stam. Right? Then it has to be done only on the first day. Rashi says, "Bestam in im hefrishin stam in ulchozer makriven can mefarsh lazel." You don't go and continue with it. But kamba mefarsh, but Rish Lakish said that can be brought the days afterwards. It's someone who specified that they would be brought on the first day. Rashi says, "Damer behedya liyom rishon ani mafresh es kulan chozer makriven she'eno ela tashlumi rishon et the tashlumin of the first day." Now says the Gemara, "Hi stam." When it doesn't say like what it is, that they're not allowed to bring them on the second day. Rashi is the Amar to Asa Lekriven Hechidami. What exactly is the case? Says the Gemara Hechidami. Ilei Midalecha Shos Bayom Lekarif. If there's no time left on the first day in order to go and bring the rest of the stuff over there, right? Then certainly assume that he did want to bring them all on the first day. Rashi says Umestama Liyarishan Efrishan Hai Deloakrivinhu Ledalecha Shos Bayom. And the only reason why he didn't bring them all that day, because there's just no time left in the day. Ve'ela de les le'ochlen. Rather, the case must be, he didn't have enough people to eat all the commandments the first day. Right? But in that case also, we assume that he wouldn't bring them all on the first day. Hai de lo'ak revinhu de les le'ochlen. The reason he didn't mark them, because he didn't have the people over there. So what's the case he's talking about? Lo tzricha, so what's the case? The ikashos p'yom, there is still time in the day. Vis le'ochlen, and he has people that can eat it there. In that case, since he didn't offer all of them on the first day, it must be that he's dafka leaving it over for the second one. They want to do it after not only that day. The problem with that is when the Torah says you're supposed to bring it on the first day, and then it could be a tashlum in the days afterwards. But if you didn't have it in mind to do it on that first day, then it wasn't called a tashlumin for it. Therefore, it's not that. Therefore, it's going to be us to bring it as that. It also makes sense. Rashi says, "Demode Rabbi Shimon b'mafurish," like we're going to say right now. The chiyaser ravin om Rabbi Yochanan. Someone designated 10 animals for the chagiga. Did I say 10? Yehifrish Esther Behemoth had animals for Chagiga. Hikrav Chamish B'yom Tarishon. He was Makar 5 in the first day. Chosar Makar Chamish B'yom Tarishon. He did it on the second day afterwards. Kasher Adadi. Hold on. So now we have a bit of a contradiction over here, because Rav Yochanan, in this very case, that it's he said that this is going to be usher to do it the second day. Elav Shmami Na must be Kan Bestam, Kan B'mefurish. Right, Kan Bestam, that's when it's going to be usher. Kan B'mefurish is when he said it's going to be mutter to do it afterwards. Shmami Na. Bam 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 bam. Sokta Heilige Gemara. I weiter. Itmar. Itmar Nami. Oy, 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 oy. Right, we said that Rav Yochanan asked bringing the leftover stuff only when the owner could have brought in the first day. It was enough time. But he chose not to. And Itmar Nami. Amar Shimon Bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan. Shemar said the name of Rav Yochanan. Rashi says Parnami the Hech the Muchach Milsa the Loy B'Dayt the Lochuk Shnei Yamim Moder Rabbi Yochanan. Right, but if a person had a mind you want to do for one day, then he would be able to continue. It's Parnami Rav Shemar Rabbi Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. That's someone off. Lo Shanu Ella Shelo Gamar. They didn't teach that the one who had left did some of the chagigas on one day is also to bring the rest the next day. As Rashi says, Hod the Tanya the Kaman also. That's talking about Ella Shelo Gomer Yom. If the is only when the day didn't finish. Of a Gomer Chosamaker. But if he finished, and he can go back and bring the Rex the next day. Rashi says, Of a Gomer Yom, Velo Yolo Shohos Laker, if Kochagio Surfish, you have enough time to go to bring all the ones that he's mafish, he can. My Gomer, what does it mean, finished? Ile, my Gomer, coming us, if you say it means that the Karbanos are finished, my Macro, what's he Macro the next day? Ella Shelo Gomer Hayom. Must mean where the day hadn't finished, when the first day wasn't yet done, and he stopped bringing it, that's also to bring the next day. Of a Gomer Hayom, Chosamaker, if the day finished, then he can go and he can do it the next day as well. All right, my friends, you know what we do. It's now time for review. Let's go back and take a look at Ches Amud Aleph, starting at the top of the page, two lines down. Amar Mar, Beis Hillel Amar Min Amai. So the Shami Chagigi can come from Maaser Sheni. Amai, how come? Davar Shabbat Chova here. We know the din. Called Davar Shabbat Chova. Eino Ba Ela Min Achulin. That's coming Achulin. Amar Ula Bitofel. We're talking about when you mix it up. You mix it together. Chiska Amar Tofel Behema La Behema. That means you're allowed to use money for Chulin. Has to come Achulin from one animal. But then if you need to get more, then you could use Maaser Sheni for others as well. For ain't often most, but you can't mix the money itself. Use Maaser Sheni with chulin money in order to buy one animal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tofel most. No, you're allowed to even go do it within the one animal. For ain't often behemah, you're not allowed to do it from behemah behemah. Tanakh of said the chizkiv of a breast that works like chizkiv. Kind of considered Rabbi Yochanan. Tanakh of said Rabbi Yochanan misas. From the pasuk misas, we throw in the word misas to mean unconsecrated, and we explain that it means misas means it's some sort of tribute. That's given. The pasuk says, "Vasisa chag shvuos l'Hashem elokecha misas nidvas yadcha asher titen kasher yivrecha Hashem elokecha." And we instead of word misas, v'lam et adam maybe chovaso min achulin. You're giving from chulin. Uminayin shem rotz alarv marv. How do you know if he wants to go mix other money as he can? Tamid lomer kasher yivrecha Hashem elokecha. Like Hashem, go and bless you if you can add the money into it. Tanakh says the chizkiy. It's like the chizkiy says, you're not allowed to mix the money. You have to be allowed to do it in different animals. Misas v'lam et adam maybe chovaso min achulin. It's got to come from misas, from unconsecrated stuff. Be'shamaya. So this one, the first day, right, has to come from chulin stuff. The aser, this is Beshami, aser using my sersheni money, even if you're combining it with other stuff. Of anything which is like a shama chagiga, that's a chiyav. Rashi says, "Who l'shem chagiga you min a chulin v'less lul lebeisham itfeila b'davar shemachova." Mikan ve'elich under ma'aser. From then on, next thing he's allowed to do from a chova. I'm sorry, min a ma'aser you can bring from ma'aser sheni. V'sil omer v'sil say achil b'shana min a chulin. The first one has to come from chulin. Mikan ve'elich. He's not saying the first day, he's saying achila rishon, the first eating has to come from there. Rashi says, hashes hakatatach v'hema la'atzma v'yivyenu al shulchan rishon, right? Mikan v'elech, but from then on, even on the first day, a lot to be done from Maaser Sheni as well. Shakur is the Pesach, the rest of the days of Pesach, Adim is the Chavasa Maaser Behema, then not only Pesach, but also for Sukkot as well. A person could be Mechayev, you can do it with the Maaser Behema. Okay, now, b'yom tov my time alone. What's the reason why you can't use my server in yontif? Why not the rest of the days? I'm Ravashi, because dama asila sure b'yontif. Maybe you're going to say this is my server behema, because what they did is you have to wait till the 10th one comes out. You said this is the 10th one, you mark it with a red marker. Right, lasure b'yom tov. V'yef shal asa b'yom tov. You can't do it in yontif. Mishum sikarto, because sikarto is red dye that you used to put on it to let you know this is what it's about. My mash with high misas. How do you know the lotion of misas is lishon of chulanu? It's unconsecrated. It says, mas al haaretz. Mas is a tax, which is something which is, you know, not kadosh, and therefore we see mas misa same lashon there. It means unconsecrated. Next part, we said the following in the Mishnah. It says, you saw Yotzei Nechavasim in the Dharma, you have to do, you know, the lachas of Simcha, v'samachto, v'chagecha, you're able to do that with Dharma in Davos. Tanu Rabbanu v'samachto v'chagecha. The rabbis call me the Simchas l'Simcha. You can add all different types of Simchas to your Simcha of here. Mikanam v'chachamim, you saw Yotzei Nechavasim in the Dharma in Davos, v'neser behima, v'akohanim, they're able to do it, v'chatas v'ashim v'chor v'chaz v'shuk, because they're able to eat from that as well. And Yochel, v'ofas v'mincha, v'minachas, you would think maybe they can also fulfill their chiyav with a oaf in a mincha, which, you know, Talmud Lomer is samachta b'chagecha. No, it's got to be b'chagecha that you're going to sameach with. Beep, turn the page, chesavavis, mishcha chagiyo b'amehem, something that chagiga can come from, yatsu ilu sheh chagiyo b'amehem. To exclude these things, the chagiga doesn't come from them, and Rashi points out, why? Because chagiga is chelev, it says by it, that you can't have lo yolin chelev chagi, you can't have lina by the chelev of the chag, and the chelev can't be in, it's not an ophos, there's no chelev in ophos, or in menachos, obviously, because it's not an animal, but only in animals, therefore it's got to be also from an animal, not from a bird. If Ashi Amar v'samachta nafka, mi v'samachta nafka, yotzu ilu she'en b'hem simcha. He says you learn it out from v'samachta, and that's excluding oaf and mincha. But there's no joy. Come on, you want real meat is where it's at. Ravashi hanach b'chagecha ma'avidli. So what's Ravashi going to do with b'chagecha? Because he leaves it open. Now who looks at Rav Daniel bar Kadina? Tamar Rav Daniel bar Kadina. Amar Rav minayin she'ein no sin nashim menorah. How you can't marry women on Chol Hamoed? Remember v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'shtecha. You should rejoice in your chag and not in your wife if you can't get married on the chag. Okay, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.